Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Brian Grazier, who's out with a new book, A Curious Mind, The Secret to a Bigger Life. Brian, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get to your book, do you mind if we go through your career a little bit?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, now, our listeners will know you a ton from a bunch of Ron Howard movies, but you also co-wrote Splash, is that right?
It is, yes.
How did you come up with that idea? I mean, it seems like so many careers are launched with that one crazy spark of a premise, and this was definitely one of them. This was the zinger.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I'm glad you asked that question, and no one has asked that this morning. Basically, that came essentially by mining my own curiosity in the same way this book is about that. I basically said to myself, like, what would be the perfect girl? Could I meet the perfect girl? And I continued to sort of assault the question of, is it possible to meet the perfect girl? And what would she look like? And how would I define her? And just what if after what if after what if, all kind of charged by curiosity. And then before I knew it, by continuing to assault that question from all different perspectives, I'd created a movie called Splash. And of course, it wasn't a mermaid. It was all about those what if questions, and that were once again motorized, powered by curiosity. And then I just thought to myself, well, what would help sort of punctuate the fantasy of all of this? And I thought, well, a mermaid would. And so I just superimposed the symbolic creature, a mermaid, on top of what would be the perfect girl to me, and that became the beginnings of Splash.
So that the mermaid was almost sort of a vehicle to work out the themes you were already going with.
Yes.
All right. You'll get a kick out of this. We actually interviewed, it was probably 2 days ago, the astronaut who commanded NASA's final shuttle mission, the very last one. He said his most realistic favorite space movie was Apollo 13. So good on you, sir.
Wow. That's cool. Well, that's cool. We did do it with NASA. It took a long time, but NASA did embrace us and we made it as authentic as possible. So it's great to hear that this astronaut loved it.
Does that movie stand out in your mind? I mean, obviously you won Best Picture with A Beautiful Mind, but in terms of working with Ron Howard, does that also stand up as, you know, one of your peak achievements?
It does. It does. I mean, I think it was driven by three astronauts during the time of the Apollo missions, all very noble reasons for why they were going to put themselves on a engine and blow themselves out into space. So, I mean, it was at, you know, the very early period of the rudimentary period of when astronauts were going into space, and it was unsafe. And clearly, this space adventure of Apollo 13 could have been a disaster had these guys not reached inside of themselves and found resources that they weren't sure even existed for them as experts, but survived.
Absolutely. And how early on did you guys come on board with that project? Because, you know, I mean, obviously you worked with Hanks back in Splash, but he makes the reference in Forrest Gump about, you know, the same material they use on the spaceship. Were you guys already working on that by the time he was in Gump?
Yes, we were. What happened is Jim Lovell, the astronaut that Tom Hanks played, wrote a little 12-page outline, and I read it. And I didn't know much about space travel or aviation, but I'd met a woman in my curiosity conversations that got me very focused on understanding survival and what people have to do to survive. And that was my bridge into Apollo 13. My bridge into it was I met a woman during my curiosity conversations 10 years before that survived torture. And I thought to myself, wow, these three astronauts, how are they going to survive? So my focus and expertise was sort of about that, and that got me into Apollo 13. So these conversations that you can have that are all sort of in this book, A Curious Mind, you just never know how the dots connect or when they connect and how they will propel your life going forward professionally or personally. And that's sort of the purpose of the book. It's entertaining, I think, and it does encapsulate a lot of these great stories that involve movies and television shows or interesting people like Princess Di or Barack Obama, but it's just anybody can do it, and everybody should do it.
Yeah, let's go into the book a little more. One of your quote-unquote curiosity conversations was one time you were speaking with Condoleezza Rice, and she helped you decide to kill a movie, actually?
Yes, what happened is I was going to make a movie about the Mexican drug cartel, and we were told that we could make it. We were told that everybody would be safe and that we had full security, but I had met Condoleezza Rice a couple years before that, and I thought maybe I could go, maybe she would meet with me. And so I submitted a couple of letters and emails to her, and I had lunch with Condoleezza Rice right around that time, and she said, come on, you can't do that. Your common sense tells you not to do it, and I'm telling you, given my level of experience, this is not a wise, safe thing to do. And I thought, look, if I have access to someone like that through all this kind of hard work and curiosity itself, I'm going to take her advice.
Now talk about your, I mean, obviously we want listeners to get the book, but give a little teaser to your encounter with Michael Jackson.
Well, Michael Jackson, I also wanted to meet with him for many years. He was the biggest pop icon in the world and a master musician and dancer. But I got a chance to meet with him. He came to my office and he wore those gloves, and I asked if he would take them off, and he looked at me kind of like no one's ever asked him a question at all or made a request of him like that, but he took them off, and when he took them off, it was kind of a threshold, and he just became very professorial and a completely different personality and was describing music the way Mozart might have described music, really quite brilliant, and so it was a great experience with Michael Jackson. Genius.
And real quick, let's go into one more. What about your interactions with Jon Favreau and how he started working for President Obama?
Oh, so
I met with wild stories in this.
Okay, so I met with President Obama when he was a senator in office number 99 in the Senate, which was not a nice office, but he himself was a gracious, generous host and had me there for an hour and was just really awesome. And as I left, I see this young kid and he said, I'm the speechwriter. And I thought, wow, this kid's extraordinary. I mean, he wrote those speeches. So I did say to Jon Favreau, well, listen, if you ever think of tiring from, D.C. politics, and I'd love you to come work for me. I actually asked if he'd come to work for me. So, but he stayed with Obama.
That's great. Now, Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote The Tipping Point and Blink and all those great books, he gave you a glowing endorsement for this book, right? Do you and Malcolm, how far do you guys go back?
We go back like 7 or 8 years, and we're friends, and we just did a speech or conversation at the 92nd Street Y, which I bet you can just pull up on you can Google it or get a hold of it. And or just go to Grazer is Curious. You will see the conversation that Malcolm and I had for about an hour and a half. Grazer is Curious. And he is a very curious guy, too. I mean, he's an extraordinary author. He's able to get inside of worlds that we find mystifying and demystifies them. And to have Malcolm Gladwell say that about me was a great compliment. And he, too, liked the book, A Curious Mind, so I hope you do, too.
Absolutely. Now, is there any plans that if this sucker takes off, could this itself become a movie, or is there too many, is it too tricky with all the famous people involved?
It's just more of an empowerment tool for people. It's less of a movie. It's more of a book that people can read pretty easily, and they'll find they'll find juicy stories and people they always want to read about or know about. But ultimately, I think their takeaway will be that I can do this too, because they can.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking the time to join us on WTOP. Your accolades and accomplishments speak for themselves.
Wow. Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on your show.